As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks. It's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it. And welcome to our Tuesday, October the 13th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. I've got good news, hard facts, certainly that, and we might even talk about solutions today with our returning guest, independent researcher Vicki Davis, as we continue tracking the pathological technocracy emerging as a new global order. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can pick up the phone. Call throughout the broadcast for those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area. You can call in with 512-904-8014 to join us live on air or take Oracle with you on your mobile. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. And, of course, your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me by email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. Again, that's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts Post Office Box 96 out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's Box 96. Exeter Mo, the big Mo to me, 65647 to you. And a big shout out this morning to Liberty Radio, Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, and 94.3 Elgin, Texas. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. Again, our listener call-in number remains 866-841-1065, and your calls are welcome. Gold blows through the $1,060 level, topping just shy of $1,070 in London and New York trading. Other precious metals, crude oil and currencies up, U.S. dollar down. We're going to talk about that in a moment. The Czech Prime Minister is the last holdout on the Lisbon Treaty following the Irish capitulation to the Lisbon Treaty. And this all with our guest, Vicki Davis, today. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go to those market reports for Tuesday, October the 13th, 2009. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We find gold trading up $2.60 at $1,059.30 an ounce. Silver moving up 6 cents in early morning trading at $17.78. Platinum up 16 bucks. A strong move in platinum this morning at $1,351 an ounce. Palladium flat on the day so far at $326 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, $1,052.50 for a low, $1,069.50 for a high. At $1,059.30, your gold is up $227.10 year on year for a 27.17% return on your investment. The London Gold Fix this morning, the boys set the price at $1,064.50. And according to Bloomberg, at 9 o'clock a.m., gold was trading at $1,063.60, so we can see that it's very close right there. In the Dow and the equities, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up yesterday. I was mistaken. The markets were open all day yesterday. I just wasn't aware of that. But anyway, the Dow closed up yesterday 21 points at 98.86. The NASDAQ flat 21.39. The S&P up 5 at 1,076. In the crude oil, morning up 90 cents, trading at 74.17, and that USDX off 31 basis points at 75.87. We'll be right back with our guest today.
Good Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds of thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the heirloom garden seed time capsule and heirloom seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big Don Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned right here in our Tuesday morning, October the 13th, 2009, two-hour broadcast to Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Again, going back and revisiting our market reports for this morning out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, we find gold up $2.60 an ounce at $1,059.30. Others say $1,063.60. You pick your number. Anyway, back down the U.S. dollar index, get into the Forex a little bit here. We talked about the Intercontinental Exchange, Inc. yesterday, but this USDX today, it says down 31 at 75.87, which rolls over into the rest of the currencies, the Canadian dollar, up 37 basis points inside of this marketplace that it is, just about over the 98-cent mark, but very close, right underneath it, running still at 97 cents U.S. The Mexican peso up 37 basis points also, trading at 8 cents. The euro strong this morning, up 44 basis points, trading at $1.48. The British pound off just a hair, still trading at $1.58 U.S., and that Swiss franc has moved up again, now at 98 cents U.S., moving up 41 basis points in early morning trading. Will it stay there? I don't know, but it is definitely higher. It's gone up about 7 cents since I started following it. The gold and silver ratio, sometimes we look at that. Right now it's standing at 59.60 to 1. So for every ounce of silver you would buy, you would have to buy 59.60 ounces to equal 1 ounce of gold. In the bond market, the two-year bond trading at 0.92%, still under the magic 1% level, very low there. The 10-year is at 3.32, which is relatively low as well, and that 30-year is at 4.17% in the mortgage market. 15-year mortgages are down from 4.67 a month ago at 4.63 this morning, and the 30-year is down from 5.16 a month ago, trading at 4.99. Of course, you'll have to pay points on top of that, but a 4.99% mortgage rate is pretty low. We've got Vicki Davis with us again this morning, coming back as she does on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Today we're going to look at the Helsinki Act. We're going to talk a little bit about what's going on with this Lisbon Treaty, the EU forming up and getting firmer, and all of that. Good morning, Vicki. How are you doing this morning? I was afraid of that. Can't hear you. Maybe Vicki's got her microphone muted. I was very quiet over there. It sure was. Well,
hello.
Oh, there you are. You had your microphone muted.
And you know what I was saying? I was saying I'm doing as well as can be expected under the circumstances. And so now you know the circumstances.
Well, we'll just punt if we have to, you know, go right up the middle. Hell with the consequences. It does get a little bit oppressive, doesn't it? I mean, we study this stuff on a day-to-day basis, you know, and it's enough to make you want to pull your hair. And
well, I was thinking as you were doing your opening there, looking at the pathological technocracy. And I was thinking, God, what a way to start your morning, you know?
Isn't it something? I mean, you know, it's all around us. It is involved in everything that we're doing today, everything that we read about. It's just a continuing testimony of how pathological these critters actually are. And yet at the same time, from your background, your understanding of this technocracy, you combine these two together, and it's almost, you know, frightening.
Yeah, I know. I live a nightmare here.
Well, folks, you can go up on the website. Vicki was able to pull together a couple of documents for us today. Go up to her website. It's channelingreality.com, www.channelingreality.com. And on the homepage there, you'll see a Become Vocal Local link. Click on that, and it'll pick up a couple of documents that we're going to discuss today. But before we go into that, Vicki, as I mentioned before, we went on air this morning for the first time ever that I'm aware of. There's a big article posted on the Bloomberg website by Nicholas Larkin, and it goes like this: gold climbs to a record as dollar inflation outlook spur demand. Now, folks, I'm telling you, Bloomberg doesn't cover gold and silver and platinum and palladium. They just don't touch it. But they can't avoid it now. They've got something happening, and their game isn't working. The strong dollar, Barry the usurper, and all it's not working, folks. And so anyway, they had to capitulate themselves, and they wrote this article: gold rose to a record in London and New York on speculation that a weakening dollar and faster inflation will boost the appeal of precious metals. Platinum and palladium climbed to the highest price in more than a year, and silver advanced to its costliest since July 2008. Congratulations, Nicholas. You've learned how to write a gold article.
Yeah, there's an elephant in the room, and they're finally seeing it.
That's exactly right. Well, that one goes on and on forever. Another one that caught my eye, Vicki, came out of Irish Times, and we can go into these articles in greater detail through the broadcast, but this one, the headline is, the Czech PM seeks understanding from Klaus on Lisbon. It starts this way: the Czech government says it will discuss with other European states how to satisfy President Václav Klaus's demand for an exemption from parts of the Lisbon Treaty in return for his promise not to raise further objections to a charter that he is preventing from becoming law. That's big news, really. This is the last stumbling block that I'm aware of between where we are today and having this EU under the new Lisbon Treaty and all of that ratified. And also out of the Irish Times today, from a guy that writes under the name of Intel Puke, folks. I guess he's a blogger. But anyway, pretty interesting thing. Intel Puke, yeah, I feel that way sometimes myself, you know. But for months, Europe had been holding its breath as it looked towards Ireland's Lisbon Treaty referendum on Friday. On Saturday, the results became clear. The country has approved the treaty and cleared the way for European reform. Well, this is the stuff that's on the plate today, Vicki. On your website, you've got this article about discovering history, the Helsinki Final Act, why don't you just review and recall to our memory? We did talk about it a little bit briefly in the past, but what is this Helsinki Final Act, and where should we begin in this study?
Well, the Helsinki Final Act was the agreement that was signed that, at least my understanding, you know, a long time ago, was that it was the agreement for the reunification of Germany. And it was signed back in 1975 after Nixon was, after he resigned and Ford took over. One of the first things that Ford did was to sign this agreement. And as it turned out, at least, what appears to me is that while we were told that we were just observers to the agreement for cooperation for the reunification of Germany, actually what it appears to be is that we were active participants in the agreement. And while they were agreeing to the reunification of Germany, we were agreeing to the unification of the North American states.
All of that was happening right at the very same time that the EU was coming into view as well, right?
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah, the EU couldn't have come into being without the reunification of Germany.
Well, so now you know why they wanted to tear that wall down. Anyway, we'll be right back on the other side of this first break, folks, with much, much more. And your calls are welcome today. We'll be right back.
You heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle. Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
Look, it's time someone gave you the facts about your computer. If you're a Windows user, you know all too well what the problems are. Viruses, crashes, sluggish behavior. Finally, you have to fix it or take it to the shop. We see it every day. Now, Microsoft is preparing for the release of their new Windows 7. They want you to pay hundreds of dollars to upgrade. Well, you don't have to pay for the privilege of using your computer anymore. We've been installing Linux at home and for businesses in Austin for 4 years. Our customers love it. Why Linux? It never costs you a dime. All the software you need is free, and you never have to worry about Windows viruses again. Linux is all but immune. Many of your Windows programs will run on Linux as well. Have an older computer? Linux runs great on it, when Windows won't. So instead of paying for a system that's going to cause you problems, stop fighting your computer and start using it. Check out the facts at www.fixedbylinux.com. That's L-I-N-U-X, fixedbylinux.com. Or call us at 512-739-9707. There's a better way. Linux.
You're thirsty. You put the glass under the faucet, turn it on, nothing. No water in your tap, no water in the stores, no water for your children.
Millions of Americans go without water during hurricanes, droughts, and chemical spills. They're forced to wait for government deliveries of bottled water.
But now, you can produce pure drinking water from any source. Ocean water, contaminated well water.
The dirtiest, nastiest, smelliest water.
The secret is U.S. patent-pending C-panels. Technology transfer from the University of Alabama. They use sunlight to distill clean water, one pure H2O molecule at a time. Impervious to bacteria and mold and 100% solar powered.
Simple and affordable, they start at less than $100 and make up to a gallon per day of delicious water per panel.
The more sun you have, the more water you get. 205-246-6492.
Or visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com.
cpanel.com.
And we have returned, and we find that this Helsinki final act was the really the tipping point, the beginning point of the formation of the European Union, and without this particular knitting together of East and West Germany, that whole process would never have happened. Of course, we do remember that there was the coal and the steel union that was formed early on over there, which kind of started us down the road toward this idea of reunification of all of the various. Actually, it really isn't reunification. For the first time, it's bringing together all of the powers, the black nobility of Europe, into one superpower. People aren't too happy about that, but, you know, this Helsinki Act was the first step in that. Let's go ahead and continue there.
Yeah, well, they kind of misled the people just like they've done with us. You know, they said that initially it was just about trade. And so, you know, they did these trade agreements, beginning with the coal and steel agreement, and then just continually added on, building. And now they're losing their sovereignty. I mean, the states, the nations of Europe really are just puppet governments. It's the European Union that is in control of everything. And even though, you know, they might have an elected representative to the European Union, when your nation has one vote in a nation of 30 or 40, you've lost sovereignty. I mean, that's just the way it is.
Well, this is true. And when we look at the history of the United Nations, with all of the Commonwealth, all of the various different countries that includes Australia and Canada and all of what's going on in Africa and other places around the world, every place that the Queen has her little crown in place and her face on their money, they all get one vote inside the United Nations, together with, England. But, you know, to me, that presents a really unfair thing for the United States to even be involved in something like that, which is one of the reasons why I've been opposed to the United Nations ever since I became aware of it. But now we've got something coming on very much the same, where you've got somebody like Belgium, for instance, or Switzerland competing on par with Germany or with Spain or with France. You know, the economics, the scale there is completely lopsided, and each of these countries get one vote, and that's it. That's all they get, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's a leveling, and that's really where this whole thing started way back in England with the levelers, and this is their whole idea, is to bring everybody down to a level playing field where we're all basically stumbling along at the level of Bolivian peasants.
Yeah, well, and that's the thing with the cap-and-trade bill, too. You know, they looked at the energy usage around the world and said, well, the United States has 5% of the population and we use 70 or 80% of the oil, energy. So therefore, we have to reduce our usage to the percentage of the population that we are and redistribute the oil to other people. Never mind the fact that, you know, the other countries aren't set up, you know, for a carbon-based economy or whatever you want to call it, industrialized, but well, that's the way they're doing it, just yeah. Because we have to be fair.
Well, there's that three planks of the sustainable development movement, you know, economy, environment, and equity. And equity law is very interesting. That goes back to the courts of chancery in England. And it goes back really in points at the Vatican as well, the whole idea of being able to buy an indulgence. If you wanted to commit a sin in the 1500s, you'd basically buy an indulgence to sin from your local pope or your local priest or from the pope if you happened to be a king. If your name was Henry the Eighth and you wanted to marry, get a divorce and remarry, you have to pay for that. And so this is pretty much what I see out of this cap and trade process, H.R. 2454, the Clean Energy and Security Act of 2009. A company wants to go ahead and continue to pollute, let's say, they have to buy carbon credits in order to do that. So it doesn't really, the net effect isn't reducing any pollution, but it is going to drive up the cost for all of the coal-fired power plants in America. But if that was all there was to H.R. 2454, then, you know, that would be a single point issue, but it's so much broader than that. And for the people in Europe, this Helsinki Final Act was much more than just blending the East and the West of Germany back together again. Maybe we need to go into this thing a little bit further and find out more about what this process was all about.
They set up a process whereby incrementally they would merge the bring the two Germanys, East and West Germany, together. And the Helsinki Final Act was basically the blueprint for doing that. And so they set up what they called baskets of items or baskets of areas of interest, where they made commitments to do certain things towards the merger, towards the reunification. And Willy Brandt, he was a social democrat, which means communist. Social democrat is a polite way to say communist.
Exactly.
He's the one that was behind this reunification process. And I believe he's the one that signed it.
Yeah, it says here, when Willy Brandt was elected in West Germany in 1969, so we're talking a couple of years ago, folks, the peaceful reunification of East and West Germany was a priority. While East and West struggled with their respective ideologies and attitudes towards reparation and restitution, the question of a future reunification of Germany would loom large. And then it continues, but this idea of unifying the East and the West is just a little bit too cozy when we start thinking about things like the North Atlantic Treaty Organization and the economic union between Europe and the United States of America, the Northern Hemisphere. But as you mentioned, this was at the same time the opening salvo for the creation of the North American Union here.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, because we were signatories. The countries that signed the Helsinki Final Act, I guess there were 35 heads of state from all over Europe, but the U.S. and Canada included. And among the leaders of the superpowers, Gerald Ford and Leonid Brezhnev, and then the two Germanys, Helmut Schmidt and Erich Honecker. And we were supposed to be observers, and that's what that organization, the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, was established as a group to monitor the compliance with the Helsinki Final Act, and it says other OSCE commitments. And you know what, that's the thing that just really is disturbing to me, is that we have all of these international agreements that on the books, and they never go away. Once they're signed, they're out there. And how many Americans really know about these agreements and what they're all about?
Well, at one time it was intended that, you know, Congress would look over this sort of stuff, you know, but when we went into the administration as opposed to a constitutional republic, all of these things kind of went fleeting away, folks. So we'll pick it up right there on the other side, find out a little bit about Robert Zoellick and his part in this. Well, we'll be right back.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds of thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
You know, we've heard so many times, Vicki, that students in America today would be hard-pressed to find America on a map. And it certainly, if we go back for students of history, particularly the last 100 years, if we try to use our maps and atlases, you know, I've got them that go all the way back to the middle of the 1800s forward, but the changes in Europe almost defy logic and imagination. Russia, certainly all of the various Soviet socialist republics that they had, the differences in the names, adding Stan to everything from Tajikistan, Uzbek to Uzbekistan, and so on and so forth, that rewrites the whole map, or redraws the whole map. The boundaries between Germany and Upper and Lower Silesia and Poland, you know, those maps, the boundaries were changing on a regular basis all the time. This whole idea of coming into a new regionalism for Europe is a follow-along of that. But when we start erasing borders and renaming states and countries, we deprive people not only of their heritage long held, but we obfuscate all of these various kingdoms and provincialities, or whatever you want to call them, that throughout history have had significance, but today are rendered meaningless through the blurring of their boundaries.
That's true. You're absolutely right. And I consider that I probably had a fairly standard public school, high school education, We didn't have this kind of history. I remember social studies classes in junior high, but no real solid history.
Yeah, the social studies that I remember, and it wasn't much really, but the social studies that I recall back in the 60s, it had to do with interpersonal communication. It really didn't have much to do with world history in any way, shape, or form. That was something that was supposedly put off to a college study for those that were really interested, or you could maybe join a history club or something like that. Or if you took a foreign language like German, they would have a German club, and then everybody would sit around and maybe look at maps. But you certainly don't get this. And at the time that we were growing up, everything behind the Iron Curtain was completely off the radar. It wasn't even on the plate.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And anything that you did hear was just about military. I mean, it was, you know, all related to military and tension and nuclear war and terror, fear, fear, fear.
Exactly. You know, it's like hiding under your desk or hiding in the cloakroom, you know, so...
They're going to get us.
The Russians are coming. The Russians are coming, you know. I lived in Alaska, and it wasn't a very far airplane flight to fly from Alaska to Russia at the time. Still isn't. So, you know, it was kind of, my father was in the distant early warning in the Air Force. The Dew Line is what they called it, and also flew CNR Rescue. So I heard about U-2s of planes from the earliest of my memory and all of that. So, yeah, this has really changed around, but this idea that was brought to the fore here with this Helsinki Act really started to knit together Europe into one unified front that would then be used to really be a stumbling block for the United States, bringing low the U.S. In this particular article that you've got here, there's an interesting paragraph, and it says, one would be hard-pressed to consider that the establishment of David Rockefeller's Trilateral Commission in 1973 was coincidental to the Conference on Security and Cooperation in Europe, given that the mission of the Trilateral Commission coincides with the agenda of the Helsinki Final Act. Even though Japan was not a participant, the efforts of Nixon and George H.W. Bush to open up China to Bush sending Robert Zoellick to Asia to assist in the establishment of the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperative in 1989, and it continues, the stealth strategy for regionalization has been the same, even though the precise language may differ for each region. The first step is trade and cultural exchange, followed by open market and enlargement of the frontiers. An external tariff, followed by the stand-up of the regional governing body, which is attached to the totalitarian communist United Nations system. So, you know, in a discussion that Vicki had off-air through emails, we were going to talk today about this this kind of a creation between the United States and Washington State, Canada, the Arctic, Alaska, and Idaho, all wrapping together in another one of these obfuscatory unions. You know, it just doesn't seem to end, but these are all just stepping stones towards this unification under a global system, and I think it's so important. But to find Robert Zoellick involved in this now, or then, in 1989, and see that he's the president now, I believe, of the IMF. You know, there are, what do we got, 12 people in America that are qualified to lead and to act, Vicki?
You would think so. Yeah, Robert Zoellick has been an operative of the Bush family since the beginning. He was an assistant to the James Baker in the Treasury Department under George Herbert Walker Bush. And even when a Bush isn't in office, Zoellick is there somewhere doing something. You know, he was a member of the German Marshall Fund organization, and everywhere the bad things are happening to this country, Robert Zoellick is there. He's pretty high up, if not number one on my hanging list.
Yeah. There are a number of them, and they're worse than just a few bad apples. These guys are rotten to the core and are willing to. Well, they just march to a different drummer. They've got a different tune in their head. They're thinking about something entirely different than the rest of us are thinking about. Unfortunately, through the operation of the State Department, they are able to go and sign treaties and enter into agreements that not only has Congress not approved, but we the people have never heard of through the complicity of the media in keeping this whole thing silent. And that just goes back again to Rockefeller and the statements made between him and others, the idea of going back even earlier than that and bringing together the idea that to control the media was the agenda beginning in the 1900s. And bringing together and picking out like 10 or 12 principal newspapers and blending them all together. You know, we've got big city newspapers now that are folding up their tent and walking away, don't have enough subscription to pay the production of the newspapers. We're in a world of hurt.
Well, that was to be expected with the reinvention of government. When you redesign government systems and they hooked up globally, what happens when you do an enterprise architecture is that all of the intermediary functions become redundant and you get rid of them. And so, you know, when they established the internet, made it publicly available, and you could buy things directly on the internet, the intermediary is the store that you have in your local neighborhood, and they can't compete with a virtual store that has no overhead, so the store in your neighborhood goes out of business. And the same principle applies with governing, call it governing. When they decided to internationalize our government, they established international sections within domestic departments. The sections of the government that get the attention, that get the funding, are the ones that have the power. And in the case of what they've done, internationalizing our government, that gave the power to the international sections, which made the domestic sections redundant, and they fall away.
And so we get a little bit of that. You know, you're looking at happenings right now in Washington State and in Idaho, where because of the downturned economy and and I've shared on the air here, where here locally in Southwest Missouri, we're seeing a little over 10% decline in sales tax revenue. The property tax revenue is likely to be in decline as well. So when local governments are no longer able, or state governments are no longer able to finance themselves, and we talked a little bit about public finance yesterday, they have to look inside and either increase taxes, find other sources of revenue, public revenue, or they need to cut back on what they're doing. And if they can merge groups together, all the better. And if you can go across state lines and merge two states together or two counties together, better yet. So we'll pick it up on the other side, talking a little bit about regionalism, the Helsinki Final Act, and the North American Union.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable tea could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the Heirloom Garden Tree Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Tree Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the Heirloom Garden Tree Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties, but you can now have a head
head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
Look, it's time someone gave you the facts about your computer. If you're a Windows user, you know all too well what the problems are. Viruses, crashes, sluggish behavior. Finally, you have to fix it or take it to the shop. We see it every day. Now, Microsoft is preparing for the release of their new Windows 7. They want you to pay hundreds of dollars to upgrade. Well, you don't have to pay for the privilege of using your computer anymore. We've been installing Linux at home and for businesses in Austin for 4 years. Our customers love it. Why Linux? It never costs you a dime. All the software you need is free, and you never have to worry about Windows viruses again. Linux is all but immune. Many of your Windows programs will run on Linux as well. Have an older computer? Linux runs great on it, when Windows won't. So instead of paying for a system that's going to cause you problems, stop fighting your computer and start using it. Check out the facts at www.fixedbylinux.com. That's L-I-N-U-X, fixedbylinux.com. Or call us at 512-739-9707. There's a better way. Linux.
And we've returned, jumping back and forth through a couple of decades here, back again to this article this morning off of the Irish Times in regards to this Czech Prime Minister seeking understanding from Klaus on the Lisbon Treaty. It goes this way. After Ireland's yes vote and the Polish President Lech Kaczynski's signing of the treaty last Saturday, only Mr. Klaus is blocking ratification of a document that is intended to streamline EU decision-making and give it a long-term president and a stronger foreign policy chief. I don't know how long a term of a president they're looking for, but I don't know, what are we crowning a king again in England?
Well, I don't know. It might be.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. But as far as long-term people go, this Robert Zoellick, you know, he's like every player. You can't seem to get rid of him. You've got a little bit more we could share with that before we go further in the article, Vicki.
Well, yeah, I don't know if I have it in here or not, but Zoellick is the guy who negotiated the NAFTA agreement. He was involved in the Uruguay round, which led to the World Trade Organization. And when Bush Jr. came into office, he brought Robert Zoellick in as U.S. Trade Representative to negotiate all of the free trade agreements. And from the minute Bush hit office, that was his agenda, was to sign as many free trade agreements as he possibly could. And Robert Zoellick is the guy who negotiated them.
Well, you say right here in the article, on April the 2nd, 2001, the Shrub, I'd call him GWW, issued a proclamation declaring April the 14th as Pan American Day and April the 8th through the April the 14th as Pan American Week. This is the kind of stuff that you expect out of the United Nations. Then continuing this following excerpt from that speech, note the near political gaffe. He says, in 1890, a Pan-American conference established the International Union of American Republics. 1890. Remember the Monroe Doctrine and things like that, the line of demarcation, etc., back to the Borgia Pope. But in 1890, a Pan-American conference established the International Union of American Republics. The union eventually became the Organization of American States, or the OAS, which continues to faithfully serve its member states. The OAS charter, in affirming the shared commitment, states that the, quote, true significance of American solidarity and good neighborliness can only mean the consolidation of a system of individual liberty and social justice based on respect for the essential rights of man, close quote. Well, here we bring up this term social justice again. We once had equal justice under the law. That was how this system of ours was established. But in order to go in with the collectivists globally, we have to devolve down into this idea of social justice, which again harkens back to the courts chancery and equity courts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, where I guess we have to redistribute, well, at least according to the United Nations 1973 agreement on, I forget what it's called, the new economic order or something like that, everything has to be redistributed to balance everything out.
Well, we get this idea of social justice based on respect for the essential rights of man from the Universal Declaration of Rights. The Declaration of Human Rights from the United Nations.
Right, the 1972 Stockholm.
Yes, exactly. And in this process, what we basically have done, and as I like to say in this revelation that really got me started deeper into research than anything else, this idea that there's this all-out war raging between legal positivism and the natural law, that in the rise of statism, the state has arrogated unto itself all of the natural law returned as codified, statutory, regulated privileges, licensable, taxable, and revocable. And so you look at, compare with that, with the idea in the Declaration of Independence, where our founders were looking back at the natural law, which rises up out of the customs and the traditions of the people of Eastern and Central Europe through the Middle Ages, and the revealed law, which became natural law, but the revealed law, in other words, all of the various theologians would sit down and they would come up with these various and sundry things, all the way up to St. Thomas Aquinas. But that was the natural law that Hugo Grotius and the Law of the Sea, and yesterday we had Columbus Day, the Admiral. When we talk about Admiralty Law, we're invoking Cristobal Colombo, the Admiral of the Seas. But we started this great shift right about the time of the Medicis and coming forward from there away from the natural law into the rise of states or statism, and then the big G God became little G gods again as we went back into the Neoplatonism. And so from that point, it was just a simple step to make man the little G God. And as man became the little G God, man then, as states, started to hand out rights and privileges. And what is unfortunate in all this is that unlike the natural law, which Sir Edward Coke and others felt were written on the very heart of man by the very finger of God, now all of our rights, soon you Americans will not have any rights any longer, but our rights don't come from our Creator, they come from man and his institutions. And as like we said, these are privileges. They're licensable, they're taxable, and revocable. And in the Universal Declaration, the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, whatever, you can go to the end of that, folks, and look at it for yourself. But in the very last section there, everything that has been given by the United Nations can be taken back when the United Nations finds displeasure in you. And so this is a really important transition, but it brings us into this concept of social justice.
Yeah, well, and anybody can write laws. All you have to do is buy yourself some politicians. So it's really the people who have enough money, and in particular I'm talking about, of course, the insurance companies and the large corporations. They actually buy their legislation, and while they might complain about regulation, they lobby for regulation because it hurts their competitors. They can put their competitors out of business with regulation. And that was an interesting thing that I just found out about Enron, is that Al Gore had been working with Ken Lay of Enron, and the idea behind climate change, one of the ideas behind the global warming and all of that, was because Ken Lay wanted to put the coal companies out of business because they were his competition.
Well, this is the kind of stuff that Rockefellers have really, they put it on the map as far as the captains of finance and industry are concerned. They have absolutely zero interest in any competition whatsoever. And so we went through a process where we had an anti-monopoly party. People were able to see through the veil of this early on. But because they didn't have the financial clout and the staying power, they weren't able to affect really meaningful legislation that would prevent companies like corporations and even such as the Rothschilds from gaining a global monopoly on finances. I mean, you can go up on the Forbes 500 and look at that, but you won't see the Rockefeller or the Rothschilds mentioned in there. Why? Because they're not billionaires. They're quadrillionaires, and so they never come up on the list, but they don't come up on the list of the top gold holders either. So, you know, these are important things. They're just beyond the pale, if you will. But you go ahead.
Well, yeah, I mean, I've got this article that I'm going to use in something that I'm writing, but it was an interview with one of the billionaires in Silicon Valley, and he said, you know, I might invest $100 million in something, so why wouldn't I invest $10 million giving it to a politician? He says, you know, basically his what he was saying is that it's petty cash, you know, for him to buy politicians and legislation. And
well, sure, it took how many months for Barry the Usurper and his family to find a dog? You know, well, you know, it might take a politician or it might take one of these captains of finance and industry a couple of years to find their little lapdog politician. But once they've got one, they can run them in and out of corporate America and back through politics and into the agencies and around and around their whole life. And you wind up with these clowns like Zolik, you know. So they're out there, folks, and they are usually in the pocket of somebody. It's like I say, it's the brass ring of power. When somebody starts to get a taste for power, it doesn't know any race, it doesn't know any color, it doesn't know a tribe, a creed, or a sex, folks. It's just power, and they'll go for it no matter what. And anybody that'll help them on their way, so much the better. We'll be back right on the other side of the top of the hour break with your calls and more.
You're thirsty. You put the glass under the faucet, turn it on, nothing. No water in your tap, no water in the stores, no water for your children.
Millions of Americans go without water during hurricanes, droughts, and chemical spills. They're forced to wait for government deliveries of bottled water.
But now, you can produce pure drinking water from any source. Ocean water, contaminated well water.
The dirtiest, nastiest, smelliest water.
The secret is U.S. patent-pending C-panels. Technology transfer from the University of Alabama. They use sunlight to distill clean water, one pure H2O molecule at a time, impervious to bacteria, mold, and 100% solar powered.
Simple and affordable, they start at less than $100 and make up to a gallon per day of delicious water per panel.
The more sun you have, the more water you get. 205-246-6492.
Or visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com.
cpanel.com.
The 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, October the 13th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, starting our second hour. We come to you Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Visiting again, as we do on Tuesdays and Thursdays, with our very special guest, Vicki Davis. Always like to be joined by Vicki, and her website out there, folks, if you haven't logged on and bookmarked it already, it's channelingreality.com, channelingreality.com. And on that website, on the homepage, you'll find a link for Become Vocal Local. If you click on that, each day as our broadcasts continue, Vicki posts articles that we look at and then discuss on air. And today we're looking at both the Helsinki Final Act and the North American Union timeline. And in the previous hour, we talked about the Helsinki Final Act and some of the players behind that and the importance of that. Also mentioned the advance, if you will, of the Lisbon Treaty, which is the primary stumbling stone right now between expanding the European Union into something far more than it was before, and giving or granting a long-term president, whatever that means. And we find that they're now down to just the Czech prime minister standing between where they were before with Ireland and Poland and complete ratification. So it's just like the struggle, Vicki, that we had with the Constitution. It took a whole lot of work to get Rhode Island and some of the other reluctant states to sign on to that Constitution, and it's taken the same kind of effort over in Europe. But in the development of the North American Union, one of the documents that we're looking at today is a writing by Deborah K. Niwa back in January the 27th of 2007, which, even though it's dated, produces a whole bunch of material that we can look at to help us fill in some of these missing gaps. Where would you like to start with that one, Vicki?
I can't recommend that document highly enough, because what Debbie did is produce probably the best timeline on the history of the lead-up to the North American Union that's anywhere on the Internet. And I was surprised, you know, actually I helped her, you know, with some of them. I gave her things that I found and she compiled it. It actually began I have a quote in here that was in a speech that a guy named Abelardo L. Valdez said in a speech called "The Free Trade Area of the Americas, Laying the Cornerstone for a Community of the Americas." And he said, "The dream of a Pan-American community is an old one. In 1826, Simón Bolívar, the liberator of South America, convened a hemispheric conference to begin the process of building a sense of community among the newly independent nations of the Americas." The United States was invited, but they didn't go. But anyway, so let's see. Secretary of State James Blaine kept the Pan-American dream alive when he convened the first inter-American conference in 1888 to consider a hemispheric customs union. For the most part, however, relations between the United States and Latin America were destined to be plagued by misunderstandings and at times conflict. So, I mean, they've been working on putting together, creating a union a long time, and there's actually a fixed pattern, a relatively fixed pattern to the merger of countries.
Well, when we get back from this break, folks, we'll pick up Butch from South Carolina. Butch, stay right there online. We see you. And we'll continue with this direction right after these words from our sponsors. Stay with us.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic food,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds of thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetables we could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents, $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned once again right on our Tuesday, October the 13th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. Folks, our call-in number is 866-841-1065. You're welcome to call in as Butch has from South Carolina. Good morning, Butch.
Yes, good morning, William. I have one comment for you and two questions for Vicki.
Okay.
The comment is I would really want to thank you for the superb job you did on the Anarchy series that you ran.
Thank you.
I followed that one. That's the best I've seen anywhere in one place on anarchy and anarchism.
It's an interesting topic, isn't it?
It is indeed, and I'd welcome some more along that line if you are so inclined.
Well, I've got quite a bit more on that. One of the things that we didn't really hammer out thoroughly, Butch, was the modern applications and the perversions of the idea of anarch, you know, but when someone clamors to be an anarch, they're really, we need to do a checkup from the neck up because then we want to find out where their Christian faith is, because in the Bible, the admonition from Christ was, be not like those others that put Arcus up above themselves. The idea was is to be subject only to our Creator and not to man. So that's an interesting place to begin, but a lot of the more modern anarchists were complete atheists or agnostics.
Well, yes, and I really like to see you do something along that line. Maybe you can include something on Lysander Spooner when you're doing that.
Yes, his writings is one I've been referred to many times. I haven't gone and looked at it, but I certainly can. I know that Sean from Two's Company is familiar with those writings. Maybe he can point me in the right direction. Did you have a question for Vicki?
Yes, I have two of them for her. Vicki, I heard you on another show two Saturdays ago, and on that show you reported that the activities of a fifth column, foreign men of military age being moved into the United States through the colleges. You recall that?
You want to address that, Vicki? Waiting for Vicki to see if we got her in there still. Let me see if I've got her or if we've got a problem going here. Let's see. I'm going to have to add her back in. Let me do that quickly. Seems that she's dropped. You hold on, Butch. I'll bring her back in, too. And
okay.
Let's see if I can do that real quickly. Something has dropped there. But let's go here, and go there and try that. See if we can get her to come up like that.
Hello?
There you are, Vicki. Somehow or another, we dropped. Butch had a question for you. Butch from South Carolina.
Yeah, I have to apologize. I lost my connection, my modem. I don't know what happened to it, but it's recycling. So
okay, well, we'll bring back up the Skype on the other side, but the question is rather an interesting one because you did bring it out. I think I even heard that conversation, Butch, but you were mentioning on another broadcast about the fifth columns inside of America, and Butch heard it on that other broadcast. You want to touch that a little bit?
On the fifth columns?
Yes.
I'm not sure what he means by the fifth columns. Militaristic people, or?
Yes, you reported that there are men, foreign men of military age being imported into the United States under cover of the colleges.
Oh, yes. What I said was that the visa programs are bringing into our country. Now, this came up with the Hardin, Montana situation. And one of the other issues that I've researched a lot has to do with the outsourcing of our country's computer systems and the computer systems for corporations and so forth. Basically, you know, replacing American citizens in the labor market with imported foreigners, coupled along with that for the development of the technological police state. There are all of these institutes all over the country that they have working on this police state technology, and they are importing foreigners to work on those. They give them education visas, but then following the education visas, then they get a work permit to continue on. And what occurred to me is that through the visa program, they are importing a lot of military-aged young men.
Well, and another part of this, Butch, is also there's a military base that's up in Idaho, an air base, I believe it is, isn't it, Vicki, where they have a Korean Air Force unit there. Not only are the pilots there, but also the ground crews, plus their family, which could total as many as 1,000 people, basically being based at that United States Air Force base. Is that right, Vicki?
Yes, that's correct. And so what, and this is my analysis This is not what I found printed anywhere. You wouldn't find something like that printed anywhere. But my analysis is that what they're doing is they're slow locking in occupation forces that basically are taking over the United States.
Well, I think you're right. Go ahead.
And
go ahead,
I don't know what to say about that, and I don't know what we're going to do about it, but I do know that we're losing our country. And
yeah.
that's you see, it appears to me that there was a very definite strategy. We have all of these laws that give preferences to minorities, and I think I talked about this in the thing that I wrote called Blueprint for a Coup. You know, we're the Small Business Administration, and all of these programs were set up, you know, to give preferential treatment to minorities, but, you know, which was fine, you know, if you're dealing with a minority population. But with all these visa programs and the importing of foreigners to take American jobs, what they've done is to create a situation where the alleged minority becomes the majority, and they have all of these preferences and special benefits at their hand, and basically that's a blueprint for a coup. It's the way that they take over our country.
Okay, we've got about 20 seconds before the next break. Butch, you want to pose the second question?
Yes, the second question is this, is connected with this, or I see a connection with it anyway, I wonder if you do, is the story that was carried on NPR a couple of weeks ago.
Well, hold it right there, Butch. We'll bring you back. Hold it right there, Butch. We'll bring you back up on the other side of the break with the NPR. Everybody stay where you are. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
You heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle. Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
Look, it's time someone gave you the facts about your computer. If you're a Windows user, you know all too well what the problems are. Viruses, crashes, sluggish behavior. Finally, you have to fix it or take it to the shop. We see it every day. Now, Microsoft is preparing for the release of their new Windows 7. They want you to pay hundreds of dollars to upgrade. Well, you don't have to pay for the privilege of using your computer anymore. We've been installing Linux at home and for businesses in Austin for 4 years. Our customers love it. Why Linux? It never costs you a dime. All the software you need is free, and you never have to worry about Windows viruses again. Linux is all but immune, and many of your Windows programs will run on Linux as well. Have an older computer? Linux runs great on it, when Windows won't. So instead of paying for a system that's going to cause you problems, stop fighting your computer and start using it. Check out the facts at www.fixedbylinux.com. That's L-I-N-U-X, fixedbylinux.com. Or call us at 512-739-9707. There's a better way. Linux.
You're thirsty. You put the glass under the faucet, turn it on, nothing. No water in your tap, no water in the stores, no water for your children.
Millions of Americans go without water during hurricanes, droughts, and chemical spills. They're forced to wait for government deliveries of bottled water.
But now, you can produce pure drinking water from any source. Ocean water, contaminated well water.
The dirtiest, nastiest, smelliest water.
The secret is U.S. patent-pending sea panels. technology transfer from the University of Alabama. They use sunlight to distill clean water, one pure H2O molecule at a time, impervious to bacteria and mold, and 100% solar powered.
Simple and affordable, they start at less than $100 and make up to a gallon per day of delicious water per panel.
The more sun you have, the more water you get. 205-246-6492.
Or visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com.
cpanel.com.
And we have returned once again, visiting with Vicki Davis and our caller, Butch, from South Carolina. And folks, if you'd like to get on in the air with us and ask questions, comments, or get your voice and opinion out to others, feel free to do so. The call-in numbers are in the Austin, Texas area, 512-904-8014. To join us live on air and around America and around the world, as we like to say, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Going back to Butch in South Carolina, Butch, I hate to interrupt you in the middle of a good question there, but the brakes wait for no man. Why don't you pose that question about the NPR one more time to Vicki?
Yes, Vicki, I see a connection here, and I wonder if you do, between what you have just revealed and the story carried on National Public Radio a couple of weeks ago. Did you happen to catch that? The headline...
No, I didn't. What was it about?
The headline reads, post-September 11, colleges take on law enforcement role.
Oh, yeah.
And the colleges, according to the story, are now subservient to the Homeland Security.
Well,
and, pardon me?
The reason for that is because Mohammed Atta and his crew were in the United States on education visas, and that was one factor in my thinking, you know, in my analysis, is that all of the foreigners that they're importing, there were Mohammed Atta and his crew were here on education visas, and then there were the Israeli art students that they caught in New York. I don't know, I think they were trying to blow up a bridge or something. And then there were the five dancing Israelis, and I'm not sure if they were here on student visas or not. But strategically, it occurred to me that that is an incredible, brilliant way to import an insurgent army into the United States.
Yes,
to take it over.
Using the education visas would be an excellent way to do it. And, Butch, I'm relatively familiar with what's going down in the schools today, where the Department of Homeland Security has gotten together and teamed up with the governors through the state emergency management agencies and the Department of Education. And what they're doing now is they're putting out Homeland Security degrees where we need always are going to need to have more screeners at the airports for the TSA. We're going to need to have people working in the fusion centers. We're going to need to have people in the babushka squads and working on the local hazard mitigation programs and the Joint Terrorism Task Force. So we've now started a whole new career field in our local colleges and universities to train up people to work in the Gestapo and the GPU here in the United States.
I like that babushka squad.
And they don't even have to be native-born Americans or anything. I mean, they can be come into the country, be naturalized, and go to work for the Department of Homescam Security. That I will never, never call them Homeland Security. I call them Home Scam Security because it's all a scam.
I like that. Well, yes, it is. And they go on to say in this article that all students in all colleges will now be tracked and traced of all of their activities with this massive electronic spy system and the humongous database.
Well, have you noticed, Butch, any photographs of your locals, or if you've attended any of the board meetings and things around in your area there in South Carolina, but everyone now is wearing a nylon band around their neck with their identification card hooked onto it. You can understand that those cards could easily have a RFID unit in them, a trackable database card, so that no matter where they go in the schools, on the campuses, around in government buildings, their movements could be tracked at all times on that card alone.
Are you kidding me? Around their neck like a dog collar?
Yeah, hanging around like an Olympic prize. The identification card is hanging, and all the students wear them. Certainly the people in local offices have them as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
If you'd like to have a look at that, go ahead.
No, go ahead. You go ahead.
If you'd like to have a look at that article, you'll find it at npr.org. And in the search box, just put in colleges, and I think it'll be the first one that pops up.
I'll do that. Great information, Butch. Thanks for calling in this morning. A good contribution to the broadcast.
Yeah, thank you.
Hang in there.
Okay, thanks so much. Okay. Good stuff, Vicki.
Yeah.
We got good listeners.
The issue of the education system and the way that it's being used is really underreported. It's very difficult now for, you know, that when you go for the advanced degrees, PhDs and whatever, you have to be invited to go for those kind of degrees. The problem is that they've imported so many foreigners into our education system that now it's foreigners that are running those departments of higher advanced degrees. And so it's very difficult for American citizens to get in on it.
Well, it's going to be a continuing trend, and there's no doubt about it. But when we think about using the colleges as a staging area, you know, here in Southwest Missouri, we have a college, a local community college, it's named Crowder College. But Crowder College has a truck driving course that they offer there as well. And I've seen newspaper advertisements advertising for enrollments in that and other programs that there's at this school. But they don't ever show, you know, the blonde-haired, blue-eyed people that live in Southwest Missouri. They're always showing people of Hispanic origin, so you can see who they're aiming for. And then there's all of the out-of-state and immigrant visa applicants that are available in that as well. So it's going to be a trend. It's going to be with us until we can break the back on this system. But again, it goes right back and fits right in with the discussion that we're having about this building, this North American Union, and this decades agreement between the United States, Canada, Mexico, slowly eroding all of the nation's governing structure and their identities. But if we go back and look at the bigger picture and start in the 1800s and come forward, once again, you know, it brings to my mind the Vienna Treaty, the Verona Treaty, where basically the European, the black nobility were congratulating the Pope for the work that the church had been doing to help to advance their agenda. And if we fail to realize that most of South and Central America is Catholic, and that there's a strong Catholic presence in Canada, we're in a pincher grip here of the Vatican.
As if we didn't have enough problems, right?
As if we didn't have enough problems. I mean, I was sitting in my little cabin back in March, thereabouts, I would say somewhere 1994, maybe as late as 97, and heard a shortwave broadcast where there was some Maria Teresa or something like that, a Mother Maria or something, and a father on air. And what they were doing, Vicki, was basically running on Catholic radio an outreach program. We ran all day. I was fascinated to listen to the whole broadcast. But they were encouraging people out across rural America to call in and contact them if they had a high ground someplace where the church could set up a low-powered transmitting system so that they could broadcast Catholic radio into their areas. And so for me at that time, I was a subscriber to the Middle American News, and I was quite well aware of the Browning Down of America, but it was a surprise to me to see the church's involvement in that. Anyway, we'll be back on the other side with our guest, Vicki Davis, and your...
Always remember those strong voice. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network. Long live the revolution.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail, and it's a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic food,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.org or Broadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds of thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay, here we go.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned once again right here on Become Vocal Local, indeed and in fact, on our October 13th, 2009 morning broadcast. And we're going to go back to the article in the Helsinki Final Act, folks. If you haven't gone up and logged on to Vicki's website, please do so. Definitely check these articles out. There's lots and lots and lots of links. Her website is channelingreality.com, www.channelingreality.com. And on that website, you'll find on the homepage a Become Vocal Local link. Click on that, and there are numerous articles that you can look at. But back to September the 11th, 2001, we've got Secretary of State Colin Powell in Lima, Peru, to sign the Inter-American Democratic Charter. Where would you like to go in that area?
Yeah, that was quite a surprise to me. You know, I researching... trying to figure out what's going on with the border and everything, and then I stumble across the Inter-American Democratic Charter and find out that Colin Powell was down there on September 11th to sign it. And an interesting thing there, you know, since we're talking about, you know, anomalous things, is that his account of what he was doing down there is in contradiction to an NGO that was down there at the same time to observe the signing of the agreement. And I'm not sure why he was signing it anyway, because he was the Secretary of the State. I always thought that our president signed those kinds of things.
Well, I think that the Secretary of State's office generally does enter into the treaties, do they not? I mean, they are the ones that negotiate them, and they get all of these things set up. It's my understanding that the real president in the new administrative corporate USA is the Secretary of State and not the puppet they have out in front. So it's possible that Colin Powell was down there negotiating and finalizing that. But to think that it was being done on September the 11th of 2001, there's no doubt that just like the coronation, if you will, of Barry the Usurper as a Nobel laureate came at the same time as the dud of the bombing of the moon with the NASA program. There's always some kind of a smokescreen. You mentioned it once on the broadcast, Vicki, that whenever you hear some big piece of news coming down the pike and from the snooze news or full news, we need to be looking behind the scenes to see what was really happening. And so while we're being visited with a live burning sacrifice on the high places in New York, the whole nation going up in arms, Secretary of State Colin Powell is burning the nation down in Lima.
Right. And I'll tell you what really bothers me about that. Dick Cheney signed, there's the Continuity of Government Emergency Powers Act. And when there's any kind of an emergency, there are provisions for an alternate government to be stood up, you know, in the case of our government being decapitated or whatever. On September 11th, apparently, Dick Cheney, with the agreement of George Bush, enacted the emergency powers under the continuity of government. I don't know who the acting president was on September 11th when George Bush was unavailable, you know, at the school and flying around in the air. And I'm almost afraid to research this to find out if Colin Powell was the president on that day.
It's very likely. It wouldn't surprise me at all. You know, they make such a big deal about Barry being the first, quote-unquote, black president, but certainly as a mulatto, and Colin Powell in much the same situation. We've got, you know, high echelon leadership here interracially anyway, so it wouldn't surprise me. But what really is important in this is understanding that it was Franklin Delano Roosevelt who, you know, when he said, made the speech that everybody remembers, we have nothing to fear but fear itself. Well, it's a much bigger quote than that. Unfortunately, those in the media, you know, cherry pick their quotes. But what he was seeking at that time was to be given broad sweeping emergency powers to confront or to deal with this challenge of the emergency. There was no real emergency at the time, but it was this idea to gain the broad sweeping powers that was what brought us in to this whole new system of governance. And so I'll have to dig that quote out. Maybe I can capture it at the next break. I know right where it is. But we can look at that and understand that we've been under this emergency powers thing really since the time of Roosevelt, if not all the way since the time of Lincoln, and our real government, our constitutional government, was just put in a bottom drawer, as Jorge Bush said, just a GD piece of paper.
Well, and I'm not sure if it's still in effect, but I believe it probably is. But when I was on the White House website looking for free trade agreements that George Bush had signed, I saw that the continuity of government provision was still in effect, and I forget what year that was, but well after 2001. It was like 2003, 2004 when it was extended. And but what concerns me about that is that if Colin Powell was the acting president on that day, then when he signed the Inter-American Democratic Charter, he would be signing it as the president. It would be like a done deal.
That would be very interesting to look into. And certainly, you know, we can think about the Department of Homeland Security or Home Scam Security, as you like to say. But at the same time, I understand that the Federal Emergency Management Agency, you know, if we're talking about being under a continuous state of declared emergency, FEMA would really be the government running the whole show, and most likely has been.
Right, and under the G8 agreements, the ones that I told you about, I don't know, time or two before, the emergency management system is one of the global systems that was agreed upon at the G8 summit in 1995 in Brussels. So FEMA is not really national, it's global. So there you go. I mean, you know.
Well, I don't know whether that I could prove this. Maybe some other of our listeners has done the research and can chime in on it. But it seems to me that FEMA is also like an umbrella agency, in that whenever there is an official agency of government that has been established and defunded, they just basically take them under their umbrella and pipeline monies to them. Anything that's been created, nothing ever goes away. Corporations are just a dandy device for that, because they are what do they call it, eternal in their nature. So a corporation becomes like one of the little g gods, and so government corporations that are established carry on indefinitely, and they can continue as long as someone is willing to fund them, even if they have to house them in a janitorial closet somewhere.
Yeah, well, and that's what's causing our global economic crisis. I mean, if you look at the size of these corporations, how much money do they have to make to meet a 5% growth target, or even a 1% growth target? I mean, you're just talking about a massive amount of money. It really can't go on, because they basically they're like parasites that are eating the world.
Well, this is my idea of what sustainable development is all about anyway. You know, when I really started, after years of studying it, I reduced it down to one word, and that word is demand. Now, demand is a very, you know, special word in law, but it's also a special word in finance. But the idea of sustaining environmental and economic development gives us an understanding that the corporations that are driving this sustainable development movement are seeking the sustenance, or the sustaining, or the propping up, or the shoring up of their continued expansion. And so in order for that to happen, they had to go global in order for it to work, because they couldn't be confined by any boundaries in order to get the marketplaces and the resources that they needed. So the whole sustainable development movement, in my idea or my understanding, is to sustain these corporations. And as we've seen, Vicki, over the last years or so, there are fewer and fewer hands now. All of the power is being consolidated in these mega transnational corporations. Anyway, folks, we'll pick it up right on the other side of this break. Stay with us. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse.
Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents, $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Duke John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
Look, it's time someone gave you the facts about your computer. If you're a Windows user, you know all too well what the problems are. Viruses, crashes, sluggish behavior. Finally, you have to fix it or take it to the shop. We see it every day. Now, Microsoft is preparing for the release of their new Windows 7. They want you to pay hundreds of dollars to upgrade. Well, you don't have to pay for the privilege of using your computer anymore. We've been installing Linux at home and for businesses in Austin for 4 years. Our customers love it. Why Linux? It never costs you a dime. All the software you need is free, and you never have to worry about Windows viruses again. Linux is all but immune. Many of your Windows programs will run on Linux as well. Have an older computer? Linux runs great on it, when Windows won't. So instead of paying for a system that's going to cause you problems, stop fighting your computer and start using it. Check out the facts at www.fixedbylinux.com. That's L-I-N-U-X, fixedbylinux.com. Or call us at 512-739-9707. There's a better way. Linux.
And we've returned for our last segment of today's two-hour broadcast with our very special guest, Vicki Davis. Folks, her website is channelingreality.com, www.channelingreality.com. If you'd like to go in and track it out, all of her articles are very well cross-referenced. There's tons of links. You can do homework for hours on these websites. I have. I know it works. But before we go into a little bit of conclusion for today's broadcast, Vicki, you'd come across a PBS article, Bill Moyers, or report. Tell us a little bit about that with Marcy Kaptur, Congresswoman.
Yeah, it's an interview that Bill Moyers did with Marcy Kaptur and William Simon, and it was about what was going on in Washington, D.C., and she said straight up, you know, there was a financial coup d'etat on the United States. And she said, Congress doesn't run the country. She said, Wall Street does. And it's really worth, it's a good program, worth finding it on PBS and watching it. And the issue, of course, that they're going through is whether or not capitalism is failing or failed. And, you know, my position on that is capitalism didn't fail. What we have is a system that is so corrupt, so rife with corruption, that it's basically taking over and eliminating all of the good. The bad overtakes the good. And so it's not capitalism. It's basically a criminal kleptocracy that's taken over. And they did execute a coup d'etat, in my opinion.
Absolutely. And there have been several affronts, definitely set different time periods. One of them, folks, if you haven't, if it hasn't come into your circle of knowledge yet, there's a new book out. It's called, or it's titled, They Own It All, Including You, by Means of Toxic Currency. I've been hearing much about this on other broadcasts. The author's names are Ronald McDonald, of all things, and Robert Rowan, an MD. But it's a very interesting book that they've put together. Apparently, they have just about tied together all of the missing links, or connected all of the dots, as to how the Federal Reserve banking system has defrauded each and every one of us. And so anyway, I bring that to your attention. But when we think about this coup d'etat, certainly at that time period, you know, the declaration of an emergency state, creating bankruptcy on the country. Now we're in the process of bankrupting each of the individual states as California falls and the other states are coming along. They're really, it's not just a, you know, it's not just a coup, folks. It's an overthrow of our government. And I wouldn't say that capitalism has dead, but they certainly have done everything that they can to kill it, at this particular time for the purpose of this global merger. I would imagine that capitalism will survive on the other side, but certainly not in a form that we would understand, probably more along something of a wet dream that Karl Mordecai Marx might have advanced. But we've got a lot to deal with in this next 10-year period. And certainly as the North American Union and the free trade area of the Americas continues to be on the plate, we have gone and have to be extra vigilant. What can people do? Where could they go perhaps to find out more about that, Vicki? And other than your website, can you give anybody a suggestion, or what would we do? What can we do, maybe effectively locally, to slow down the juggernaut, if there's anything? Can you think of anything?
Well, you have to work with your state legislators, and you have to get to know people that are the supervisors of your city and make sure that they understand the full picture. I'm not even, you know, I've been studying this for a long time, you know, maybe 6 or 7 years of pretty intense study. I'm not even sure that I have the full picture because, you know, the revelations keep coming. But I'm not sure that our legislators really have the full picture of what's going on in this country. And I do think that the idea ultimately is to break apart the United States the same way that the Soviet Union broke apart.
Yes, exactly. And the idea that is being posited here, folks, is completely valid. And I can tell you that from my own experience, Vicki, when we start to bring up these topics at let's say a county commissioner's meeting, or in a council room, mayoral type of a council or something like that, or you bring these issues up at school boards, you're talking Greek. You're talking Greek to people who have no idea. They don't have any clue. They have been focused, in this, in the division of labor. You know, you've got somebody that's sitting on a county council. They have electrical contracting business. They've risen up in the local community, got elected because of their popularity and their association with one of the established two parties. And so they're occupying a seat, but they really have no idea of the bigger picture. You know, you can't be any smarter than your educators, and our educators have been so dumbed down that they're not even aware of this stuff. You can't be any smarter than the media, and the media is intentionally hiding and obfuscating this material. So we've got a long haul locally to bring people up to speed, but when you finally start making connections, and we are here locally, we've been at it for years in Southwest Missouri, but we are making advances, and as the lights go on and they start to see it, they can then start to understand that, my God, that is what is happening. And if you can find somebody, folks, that's already in a position of power and bring them into the light, if you will, speak truth to power, and if you can bring them on board with us, That's one less office we need to win. But in the meantime, we've got to get busy. We've got a 2010 election, Vicki, that's right on top of us. Folks, if you can go up on your Secretary of State's website, if you're in a large county, you might be able to go to your local election authority's website. Get and download a copy of the election calendar so that you know when people declare their candidacy right where you are. Maybe there's somebody that you know that has a pocket deep enough or an interest and a heart big enough to run for local office, or perhaps you could run for a local office, folks. We need to get involved in this governmental system, whether you like it or not. I like to say, if you have to weld your nostrils closed, walk into the room backwards with throwing salt over your shoulder and waving a willow wand, you know, whatever it takes. You mean, we're going to have to energize in the system because we're being run. It's like the insane children and adolescents are running the asylum, and they don't know most of this stuff. They don't know. We couldn't probably tell you who Robert Zoellick is, you know, for a $50 bill. So, you know, it's going to be up to us, and we need websites like yours, Vicki, where people can go and find reliable information and get the links to the actual documents. But we also really need to know, folks, is that, and again, I draw your attention to this book, that the title again is They Own It All, Including You. It's written by a McDonald and a Rowan. And you can go to their website and just browser that up and go to their website and order a copy of that book. I'm looking forward to receiving mine. It's already coming, hopefully. And I can hardly wait to read it, because this might give us more verbiage that we can use to show people so that they really understand that you don't own your house, people. You don't own your automobile. There's nothing in your home that you own. All of the things that we've done, we've been living under this fraudulent concealment, suppressio viri, the suppression of truth. It's a con game from the time we were born to the day that we die in this country, and unless we change it, it's going to continue on. And as I like to say, we have to follow back who created the Federal Reserve. Why, Congress did, of course, and the president signed it into law. So if that's the case, then that's the way out. It's going to have to come from Congress. Standing outside, shaking your signs, running your bullhorn isn't going to do the job. And so we're going to need to energize within this established two-party political system to bust this stuff down. We have to reverse. We have to repeal legislation. If I were ever remembered as anything, Vicki, I'd like to be remembered as William the Repealer. I don't need any more laws, do you? I mean, really, no. Did we wake up on December or on January the 1st of 2009 and think, boy, we really need about 2,000 more laws?
Yeah, well, the first thing I'd like to repeal is the 17th Amendment. Yeah. Because that set the senators free to betray us on all of these international agreements, which are really the source, I think, of all of our difficulties.
Well, if we don't have representation, if there's no political will in Congress, even the ratification of the presidential choices for the Supreme Court or for these various and sundry agencies, I mean, under Barry the Usurper, we've got one czar being appointed after the next, folks. We might as well be the United Soviet Socialist States of America. Anyway, we're out of time. Vicki, thank you so much. Audience, thank you for listening. Butch, thanks for calling in. We'll be back again tomorrow with our guest, Daryl Everhart, and your calls then as well. Until then, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
You're thirsty. You put the glass under the faucet, turn it on, nothing. No water in your tap, no water in the stores, no water for your children.
Millions of Americans go without water during hurricanes, droughts, and chemical spills. They're forced to wait for government deliveries of bottled water.
But now, you can produce pure drinking water from any source. Ocean water, contaminated well water.
The dirtiest, nastiest, smelliest water.
The secret is U.S. patent-pending sea panels. Technology transfer from the University of Alabama. They use sunlight to distill clean water, one pure H2O molecule at a time. Impervious to bacteria and mold and 100% solar powered.
Simple and affordable, they start at less than $100 and make up to a gallon per day of delicious water per panel.
The more sun you have, the more water you get. 205-246-6492.
Or visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A panel.com.
cpanel.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.